Let's have a balance, it was a period. We don't believe in that, you see. Each of you are unique and could be the prophet, because each of you could be in love. Each of you could fall in love. That's the potentiality. He talked about this. He said, look at that. Go to the verse 345 and 349. 349 is every prophet who by himself has knocked at the door, he conquered everything. Because they are alone. Because first thing you should understand is your loneliness in you. And you don't get it. Even when you get lonely, you get depressed, you don't understand that you are doing it. Nobody is alone here. And nobody should feel lonely. But he explained, there are a crowd that if you are at the center of that crowd, you are lonely. There is a saying of a sheikh that somebody suddenly arrived and said, oh, my sheikh, how come you're alone? He said, I became alone when you arrived. When you arrived. There are people that their presence will give you the loneliness because they emit this separation, this feeling of ego and separation. And separation is an illusion. Nowadays in 21st century, someone should be extremely ignorant to believe in independence. We all depend on each other and this. All of this is together. Then he will say, let me talk about, let me use the word which is critical. In time of Rumi was very critical. Here, especially here, alhamdulillah, is not that critical. And the word is Ahmed, means the most appreciated. And he talks about the most appreciated name. Outside here, the Muslims will claim that this is Muhammad. Yes, Muhammad was one of them. And Muhammad was all of them. That's the trick. Because to us, these are a group of people who are one. Because they are unified in Haq. They are one. What is the difference between Jesus and Moses? What should it be to me? Me, born Muslim. Should be a difference between Moses and Jesus? Two prophets in Quran. But go around, you will see, for every person there is. Because they want to make you personal. It's my prophet. Mine. You see that? My. This is the having part of the ego. How could Muhammad be mine? He was a prophet. I'm sitting down here. But I could claim his mind. And I'm talking in his behalf. And all that. He said, look at all this. You have to do something about it. What? You are the Ahmed. While I'm talking to you, you are the Ahmed. Because you are the one. I'm looking at you, what do I see? You're looking at this, what do you see? You see coffee. Why? Because this is made for coffee, right? If I spit in this, and you think it's coffee, it's not your fault. You believe this is for coffee, right? This is made for that. Human being is made for something. So I look at the people, I see that. What did we call it in book one? There was a
abstraction.
Vase. Remember, the Arab and his wife, they had
a jar.
Who's it? remember? With a little bit water in it. That's what he took to the king, remember? And Rumi said, what? He said, that's your shell I'm talking about. Arab is yourself. His wife is your intelligence. And this is what you are at the end. You are a pot. You are made for something to be in it. So I look at this and I see wine. It's an empty glass. But to me it's wine because this is for wine. Now it's empty. Something is missing in the glass of wine. I understand that wine is missing over there. And if something else is there, the glass is not desirable anymore. Because it's misused, abused. He said, you have to understand the force outside here, the gang, the us, all of that. But this is your moment. This is your moment to understand not good and bad, because good and bad are a little bit tricky. He uses something else, sa'ad and nahs. Means luck and unluckiness. Something like that is outside. And it's your time to find the good ones. Means the goodness. And your time is waiting for you. It's your turn. That door will be turned. Because in Persian language, when you want to ask the Sabi to give everyone a drink, in Western you will say, give everyone a drink, the tab is on me. In our language, we say, oh, Sabi, why aren't you going around? One round of things. That round is dough, the moment is dough, and going around the circle is dough. And all of this is your turn. Your turn, because the Moses is in you. That Moses, historical Moses, is waiting for your Moses. He uses some sentences like this to wake you up. He said, let me tell you a story about Moses. Talking about Moses, right? He said, Moses was looking and saw some beauty and asked God, oh my God, what is that beautiful stuff? That was you. He was looking at you. And God said, oh yes, that's the good stuff out there. I said, I envy it because that's me. That's myself over there. He explained it like this to tell you, don't go about the historical Moses. Be the Moses. Bring it out, it's in you. Moses was nobody. After all the education he had, all the education and all that in the palace, right? He ended up to be a nobody. A shepherd. This is what you are. Transform yourself. Look at verse 356. You say, dip your Moses in the oceans and bring it out of the Ahmed. For me to think that Rumi will tell you, dip your Moses and bring it in the time of Muhammad is nonsense. Well, I remember before this, he said, do not forget, the name of Ahmed is the name of all prophets. It's like having 100%. 90% is included. Because we don't have 90%. Everybody with his 100%. So, dip it and bring it out of the time of the most appreciated. Dawriya Ahmad means the beautiful time, because this is what you are. You have to suffer the pain and all that. And he ended with one verse. We are talking about something which you don't do. You cannot do. you don't understand, you're unfamiliar, and all that, it's in the circle, you don't understand it. So you could never grab it, but it will be given to you. This is what we call Rahmat. Means he will have, my beloved will have pity on me. That beautiful feeling of pity. Pietà, remember that statue? The moment of Mariam receiving the Jesus, that kind of pietà. It's in you. Find it. This Rahmat is waiting for something, is suspended, requires something. What is it?
Weeping.
Weeping. Weeping. Because the weeping will make the ocean of Rahmat to become active. That's the point. This weeping, we heard it, second paragraph of book one. Remember, the king will go in a mosque and will weep. What is weeping? Now I want to do something about it. How should I do it? What is weeping? I sit down and cry and use the king. Is this what you're talking about? I explain it. Whatever we say is not what we're talking about. What you're talking about is what we cannot say. And weeping is something that you could do in private, because in public you won't. Do you remember what's the water part of you? You have a little bit of water in you. Bring it from your eyes to your face to see it. Dig down to know what do you know and how much do you know. I believe that's the worst punishment an intelligent guy could get. Because when you dig down, the first thing you find is ignorance. When you're talking to the Pharaoh, you know. When you dig down, you realize, oh my God, how little I know and how limited my intelligence is. This is how I appreciated all those wow moments of mathematics and physics and philosophy. Because there is only, you realize that, not that I don't know, not that up to this moment nobody knew, nobody will know to eternity. There are things that we don't know. Important stuff. You know what's the most important stuff for you? Why are you here? Isn't this the most important thing for someone? Why am I here? What should I do? What is my job? Even that we don't know. We make stories, guesses, but is that do all of this? Then something will come. We call it miracle. Because it comes from inside and it's not understood. This was this paragraph. In next paragraph he explained that, but and first of all I'm telling you that she that Pharaoh and thing like that, and I say, oh, then I cannot live. I lose myself. First thing you think about losing yourself is then everybody get advantage of me. Because you think you're big. Who will take advantage of you? Who are you? What do you have? If you start to understand, I don't have a lot, I'm not that big, then I lose myself. This is a good prize in this business. How did he explain it? Could you remember? How did he explain this? He said, somebody told someone that if you're crying, you go blind. The guy answered that,